I think it's an excellent question, Joe, and I think there is a bit lost. Yes, justice seems to have been done, but in reality, we tend to focus on the dictator. In reality, we should be focusing on his victims, 42 years of oppression. And the victims want the truth to be told about their families, about what took place in Libya over the past 40 years. And so when you have a dictator who is killed, the potential of the truth not coming out so that the world can understand and the Libyan people can understand what took place is challenged. Hopefully they'll capture his son, Saif. And, of course, there's also an indictment for the intelligence chief, and perhaps we can prosecute them. But in reality, any time you see the loss of a dictator like that, the truth may go with him.
And what does that mean for the Libyan people if they don't really have that chance to follow through on the legal justice system and learn what happened?
Well, Libya faces many challenges, and this could be potentially another challenge for them. In some ways, it may remove a challenge because, again, we have two competing equities here. We have the people of Libya and their new government wanting to prosecute Muammar Gaddafi and his son and the intelligence chief and others under Libyan domestic law, whereas we also now have the International Criminal Court very much involved, and they're certainly going to want to be involved or at least certainly prosecute as well. Frankly, I personally feel that it should be the Libyan people who prosecute any of these individuals. But the death of Muammar Gaddafi, then one of those challenges is removed, but we still have potentially the two other individuals that need to be prosecuted. So right now, in the short term, it seems like a glorious day for the people of Libya. But in the long term, the key to their success will be rule of law.
Now, you mentioned rule of law, and you say you would rather see the Libyan people try those from the Gaddafi regime rather than the International Criminal Court. But considering the current situation in Libya, can you do that? Do they have a functioning justice system?
Well, yes, and that's another good question, Joe, because, again, we want to make sure that justice is done, but the justice has to be fair and open. The standard would be a willingness and an ability. If they are unable or unwilling to do this according to international standards, then the International Criminal Court could step in and say, look, let us take care of it. You know, it's the principle of complementarity somewhat. But if the Libyans have standing courts, they're open and ready to function, then it's going to take a pretty big showing that they're unable or unwilling. We can compare that to what's been going on in Egypt. The Egyptian people are prosecuting Hosni Mubarak. I think that that's the future, frankly, of modern international criminal law, is that countries stepping forward and prosecuting those who abuse their own citizens versus the International Criminal Court stepping in. International Criminal Court has always been a court of last resort.